Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
All right, next up, we've got Edward in Western Pennsylvania, who's got a question about insulation. What can we do for you?
Yes, the roll-type insulation, it's like a thin film. They count it a space-age product that was made that you can't actually even rip, and it's supposed to hold the heat in the house like an attic. It's installed in my parents' house. And now there seems to be a problem on the, between the rafters. I noticed it on the sheeting. It's got like a white mold, not a lot, but just the tins of white mold that's appearing. Has this caused a moisture problem in the attic of that house?
Okay, so first of all, what you're talking about is called a radiant barrier. And I've personally not experienced them to be very effective. In fact, the Department of Energy says on their website that some studies underline, show that they can reduce cooling costs by 5 to 10% when used in a very warm climate. So, you know, for my money, it's generally not worth it. So if this now is trapping moisture so that the insulation is getting damp, if that's what's happening, that's a bad thing because insulation has to be dry to be effective. So I wouldn't be terribly upset if you took it down.
I see. They actually installed this on the floor. It's a floored attic, and they installed it on the floor.
What's underneath it?
There is insulation under the most of it, but where it was floored, I doubt whether there is, and nobody has ever taking that up to walk.
So you say this is on the floor, so you can walk on it?
Yeah, you're walking actually on it in the attic.
It's like a foil, right?
Yes, it's like a very heavy foil and you can't rip it.
So your question is, should you leave it in place? Does it make a difference? Is that what you're asking me? You say it's starting to tinge?
Right. And is this going to cause, you think, a mold issue that could get worse in time?
The thing is, if it's serving as a vapor barrier, it's basically on the wrong side of the insulation.
I got you.
Because vapor barrier goes between the heated and the unheated space. So if it's on top of the insulation, then it definitely could trap moisture because warm, moist air is going to come up from your house and get stuck in that insulation and not ventilate out. You follow me?
Right, right.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, Ed.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.